Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Why I am a Christian, this is episode 8, and the reason I'm giving this week is because Christianity has and will affect my eternal future. You know, lives are changed through Christianity, destinies are altered. The Bible says this: it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this. I often preach in the streets or talk to people in schools, and I say, there is an after this. The Bible talks about it explicitly in Hebrews 9, verse 27. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this. Our existence does not end at death. Beyond this life, there is another life. Beyond time, there is what the Bible calls eternity. God wants us to have eternal life. But what awaits us after death? Well, listen to this. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. There is a confrontation with God that will take place. We have offended him. We've broken his laws. We've refused to listen to his commandments, his claims, and maybe you've even denied his very existence. Not only will there be confrontation, but the Bible says there'll be condemnation. God says that if we trust Christ, there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. But if we haven't come his way and accepted his salvation, we cannot escape that condemnation. For the Christian, you see, we're not frightened to die. The Bible says that we have boldness in the day of judgment because Jesus is our Saviour. We've trusted him. We've accepted eternal life. A man in the Bible wrote this. He said, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain." You know, if you put any other expression into that verse, the outcome is completely different. For me to live is my career. For me to live is my hobbies. For me to live is my family. For me to live is my sports, my politics, my money. But the outcome will be loss if that is the case. But for the Christian, death means gain. It is the very gateway to heaven's glory. You see, when a Christian dies, the Bible says they're absent from the body, they're present with the Lord. What is your confidence? What are you trusting in? What are you relying upon for salvation? The Bible is very clear. There is an eternity beyond this life. Sins need to be forgiven. Preparation needs to be made to meet God. You cannot go it alone. But the Bible says, Jesus, he's the way, the truth, and the life. And you can come to the Father through him. May God bless you. I am a Christian. I have many reasons. I wonder if you are a Christian. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.